Semina kitam skatna wow kitam. Hello again. Welcome back to Coffee and Cree on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Speaking with Rebecca George from Big Island Lake, Saskatchewan, and we're talking about time here. Sometimes, you know, I'm a busy person. I have to balance the time a little bit. I'd imagine you have to balance your time, and I do appreciate your time. How could I say that? Let's go with that. I appreciate your time.
Naskumanuma
tapayakan.
Utakaya or
Utakaya. Okay. So and now we're talking about a little bit of the adverbs in time, and we went through again wasamina, of course. What about just the word for tomorrow?
Wapage,
when we're talking about tomorrow. And then if we're going to maybe say the day after tomorrow.
Awasuwapage.
Awasuwapage. So we're putting that awasu in front of it to kind of, I guess, describe that it's another day, it's a day after.
Yeah.
And then what about yesterday, just alone yesterday?
Otakusik.
Otakusik. Okay, and then again, if we're going to say the day before, do we use the same as awasi otakusik?
Awasi otakusik.
Okay, awesome, for the day before yesterday. Mm. And I'm very seldom early for things. So how would we say late if someone was to be late?
Namayo.
Namayo. Namayo.
Namayo.
Namayo for being late. Okay, now say I am early, you know, occasionally if I'm early for something, how would I say that I'm early?
We buts.
Okay, and I sometimes hear that word being used also for soon. Is that get used for soon?
It could be soon.
Wipats? Okay, okay. Awesome. And if we're going to talk about a week, is there a word just for a week in general?
Ispayu.
Ispayu, okay. Ispayu. For a week. And then can we, if we're going to say for next week, can we use that what was it again? It was awasi again?
Kutak.
Oh, kutak.
Kutak ispayge. Kutak ispayge.
For next week or another week, right? That's basically, it sounds like another week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And we, if we're talking about today, I guess that should have been one that we started before we went yesterday. Before we went yesterday and tomorrow. How would we say today?
Anotskisigaw.
And of course, kisigaw being
day.
And, you know, there's also, you know, the reference there to
anotsis now.
And anotsis today and now. But I mean, in kisigaw, we're also referring to the sun as kisigaw pisum, as the daytime, I suppose, right? Yeah. Okay, so if it's not the daytime, how would we say the nighttime?
Dipskaw.
Dipskaw. So that's. That's nighttime. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we talked about next week. If we're going to say this week, the week that we're in, and I'm going to say atoske this week. So I'm working this week. How would we say that?
Omaka ispaik. Omaka ispaik.
Omaka ispaik for this week.
Yeah.
So, and we already talked about muestas for the word for
later
on, right? And I love it because that's kind of become a slang word, almost, right? Like how, you know, how normally, you know, when we're saying the official, you know, I guess the way of greeting someone to say I will see you again is more like gawapamtin, right?
Gawapimtin.
Or gawapimtin, to see you again. But so many people now will just say muestas. Right? Like it's because it's kind of taken, I guess, the English form of later of that word, right?
Because there's no Cree word for goodbye later.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to see each other again. So there is no word for goodbye. So now, is there a word for a single month aside from, of course, our names for the month of the moons? Is there a word for a month?
Pisum.
Oh, pisum. Okay, so the moon, right? Because that's how we, yeah, absolutely. And then when we talk about a year, now we've talked about the week, we've talked about For a year,
mm-hmm.
how would we refer to a year?
Biakaski.
Biakaski. So we're putting the word one in front of it mm-hmm. for 1 year
yeah.
as aski. And I love, again, so many words that, you know, there's cultural ties mm-hmm. to so many Nehewewin words that you don't see in English, right? And mm-hmm. It's, you know, an aski being one of them, with where we can refer to aski as the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or even as dirt,
yeah.
right? Or a year, right? So I love Nehewewin for that reason alone. But again, speaking with Rebecca George, hopefully you guys learned a little bit today when it comes to time. Can you tell us a story? I don't mean to put you on the spot here. Maybe a quick story if you could think about in Nehewewin, maybe a story where you grew up, or a quick story, you know, where you learned the language, maybe a quick story of what you and your one of your parents or Kukum, just so we our listeners can take in a little bit of your Nehewewin.
I'm probably one of the many that has memories of their parents teaching them at home. I remember sitting on the bed with my parents, and they keep repeating words to me, like what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we remember, is repeating.
Repetition, right? Yeah. Yeah. So are any of those words, they stand out to you when you're a child, of any of those words, or a lot of them?
A lot of them,
right? Awesome. Yeah. Once again, Rebecca George chatting with us and learning some time words. I do want to say thank you. Hi, Hiking and Askumpton, for coming in, for making the trek, for driving and, you know, braving the roads and braving the cold and everything you did to get here. I hope that people in Big Island, Saskatchewan, tune in to listen. They can also tune in online at ravenradio.ca and cfweradio.ca if we're just out of the broadcast range. But thank you for taking the time today to come down and teach us some Nehewewin, and we look forward to having you back next time you come to a Miskwetsiwaska again.
Oh, hey.